Today's learning Shmuley Mitzvah Chaim Lizer Shem Shaya Meisher Daniel Rivka Bas Meisher Israel Yisro Nachmar Meisher Beskus for Shloim Chaim Meisher and Malkim and Rachav Asar Malkim at Yitzchak and Fegel Bina and Eskus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should protect everyone, both that are there in Eretz Yisrael and those that are outside of Eretz Yisrael fighting for them. We are holding Simin Reish Ayin Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis. So we started in right before Yontav and Simin Reish Ayin Zayin, talking about doing things that would potentially cause a candle to go out due to opening a door, closing a door. So we said that essentially opening the door is problematic. However, closing, which means that you're being meinea, you're causing something to remain as a status quo, that is okay. So now in Sif Beis, the Mechaba turns to a madura, like a fireplace. So over there, it's a little bit of a different situation. Over here, you're not worried about, it's a little bit of the reverse. You're not worried about that when you open the door, the fire is going to go out. You're more worried that by adding air, that actually causes the fire to burn better. Closing the door, you're eliminating the amount of air, and we know that a large fire burns less when there's air. So that's the topic in Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, also Luftoya Chadelas Keneged HaMedur, you're not allowed to open a door that's near a Medur, a larger fire. Shehi Kroivuk Tzas El Adelas, if the fire is close to the door. Vafilu Ein Sham El Ruach Metsuya, even if it is just a regular normal, we don't have some major wind. Avil Im Hoye Psuach Kenegda, if the door was open, then Mutal Sagrai Ve'em Be Mishum Mechaba, that's not considered Mechaba. Again, over there, closing the door, the Mechaba is that, what are you causing it to go out? Or causing the fire to be limited? Because by stopping the amount of air coming in, you cause the fire to burn less. So let's see the Mishabura on this. Kenegan Amadura, Mipnei, Sharuach HaMenashev, the wind that's blowing, Goyrim causes Lahave Amadura Yaisa to cause the fire to increase, to burn better. But Afal Pisha Ena Mechavin Mizeh, even though it's not Mechavin, we had the same idea before. We have this idea that when Dover Shaina Mechavin is not sir, however, when is it usr? When it's a guarantee that it's going to happen, then you're not allowed to do it, even if it's einam mechaven, even though you don't care. It's not the reason you're opening the door. It doesn't bother you. It's not something you're looking for. Still, you're not allowed to do it. Vafilu, he said that even if it's a ruach mitzuya, right salima, after Yedei Ruach Mitzuya, even though through a regular wind, Ein Derech Hamadur Lahava Yoisa, that generally does not cause the fire to increase. Afilo Hachi Aser, it's still Aser. The Gazrinun Atush Eina Mitzuya, because we are Geyser, don't open the door near a fire because it's possible that there will be times that there will be heavy wind, and the heavier wind will cause it to increase the fire. If what happens if it's really a stagnant day, there's no wind at all, then it is mutter. However, even when though says the Mishabura, I said that when there is no wind at all, you're allowed to do it. But you got to be careful that sometimes just the wind from opening the door, right? You create a wind just by opening the door. That would be also the gazrina. That it would be also mutal sagre. You can close the door. Now, closing the door. Why is that allowed? Even though at the moment that when the door was open, the wind was causing the fire to burn better. Now you're going to close the door. You're not doing anything to the fire. You're not causing the fire to burn brighter or less. You just stop. You're closing the door, and you're eliminating the wind. You're being a menea, right? If it, then you don't have to be concerned about it. Okay, let's go to Siv Gimel. And here is a very, very important sugi over here. And over here, we are switching over into the, it also has to do with candles, but this has to do with the idea of buses. We've touched upon this a few times. We'll do a quick review. So we know that something can become buses to the mukta item that's on it. So the simple case we have is if I have a candelabra with a candle in it, the candelabra becomes a basis to the candle. And since the candle is muksa, the candelabra becomes muksa. Now, in basis, there's a couple of rules. Number one, if it's basis to something that is a davar ha'aser and a davar ha'muta, so if I have a tray, and on the tray I have a candle, and I also have a loaf of challah, right? And the challah is chashiv, it's challah is something that I want to eat, then it's basis to the davar ha'aser and basis to the davar ha'muta. And oftentimes, you have to analyze each situation, but oftentimes that tray does not become muktzah because it was also basis to the davar mutah. Same idea as you have a drawer. And in the drawer, there's a muktzah item and a non-muktzah item. As long as the non-muktzah item is more chashiv, or in this case, more chashiv, we said already, has to do with something that you want more, so it's more chashiv to you at the moment, doesn't have to do with value, then the drawer does not become muktzah. A second rule that has to do with basis is that you have to have intended to have left it there. If it was left there and that wasn't your intention, it was left there by mistake, then it also does not become basis. It has to be your intention. So in a candelabra, your intention was coming into Shabbos that the candelabra should have the candle in it. But if you forgot something on something, it does not become basis. However, in that case, you will have to deal with how do I remove the davar mukta? So if essentially, if I have a tray and I left my wallet on it, right? So and I, by mistake, I had no intention. Now I want the tray. The tray is not mukta because the tray was not my intention to leave it as a basis to the davar that's mukta. I will have to deal with how do I remove the wallet from it, right? The wallet is mukta. I can't just pick it up. And that's what we're going to get into, which we've spoken about also as tiltum and atzad and things like that. Okay, so let's see the mechaber with that introduction. Let's see mechaber inside. Shachach, if you forgot. Ner ala tavla, candle on the table. So what do you do? Minaris a tavla, shake the table. Behu noifel, and the candle will fall off. Afilim hu d'aylik, even if the candle is burning. So I can't move the candle, the candle's mukta. But tiltum and atzad is okay. So I tilt the table, and the candle falls off. Rak shalo yichaven l'chaboysay. You have to not have kavana that you want the candle to go out. So if I want the candle, let's say I want to save the candle for later, so then you can't do it. But I have to be not have intention that the candle should go out. Then what am I doing? All I'm doing is being metaltum on that side. But let's see, Mishabur, it's not so simple. We have to know exactly how we can do this. Shachach ner, we forgot a candle. By day, I lit a candle by day, and I left it on this table. Shalom adas, not intentionally. I intended to put it on the table, but I didn't. I meant to remove it before Shabbos, right? And then I forgot it. That's considered forgotten. So it's, in other words, Mishmur is telling us we have to understand this is a kula. It's not only is intention meaning is that I intended not to to never put it there. I could have intended to put it there, but I intended not to leave it there for Shabbos. That is considered that I forgot it. The ala tavla, but who adim b'chol zebes amenu in your shulchan and maneiros? They used to have a table with the candles, right, or tray with the candles. The same rule would apply to everything. Menayer, shetzarich la tavla. You want the table or the tray, whatever's holding the candles. But af agav the efsha sheyich behaner ayidei nefila. It's possible that the candle will go out. So it's very important what the Bishop Ruhr is telling us, and we're going to get more into this. It's not a guarantee that the candle will go out. If it's a guarantee that the candle will go out, we already learned that when it's a psik reisha, it's usser. If it's a psik reisha that the candle will for sure go out, even though it's einam mechaven, that doesn't help you. It has to do with the fact that it may still continue to burn. Afilo hachi mutter. If it's possible that the candle will go out, that's okay, but it can't be delay of a psik reisha. The kaimalon, the davish einam mechaven, something that is not your intention, mutter is mutter. Because of the Meiri writes, the dafkim humenayre benachas. You can't just, you have a candle on a tray and you tilt the tray when it's high up in the air, it's guaranteed. The heinush mata tavli maride laritz vachkach menara. It's not like you can just go ahead and take the tray or the table, flip it over, and the candle goes falling from 3-4 feet up in the air. It's guaranteed that it's going to go out. What you're doing is you're tilting it till it's near the ground, and sort of the candle slides off of it and it's not for sure going to go out. The lavach, if you don't do it that way, psikresha, then if you just tilt your table from a candle that's up on the table, it's for sure going to go out. Okay, so that's what the Mechaber says we can do. Says the Rima, although we're allowed to do this, the toy v'asoy sayaday en Yehudi, it's better, if you have to do this, to do it through a guy, b'makam she'en tzarech kol kach, unless it's something that's a real, real tzarech, right? Then you can do it. If not, you're better off doing it through a guy. Let's see, Mishabura, Yedei and Yehudi, ba'az, afil v'ner shel shemen shari. We're going to see shortly that the Mechaber is going to tell us that this that he said you can knock the candle off is not with a oil candle, okay? As we've learned many times, an oil candle, the second you tilt it, you either cause the fire to go higher or go lower. So there, it would be a psikresha, you're not allowed to do it. By a ner shel shaiva, that's where we says that since it's possible the candle won't go out, tilting it doesn't make the fire get bigger or smaller, and therefore it was mutter to do it. But the Rama says, better do it through a guy. There's another advantage, says the Mishabur, by doing it through a guy, because then you can do it even with a ner shel shemen. The makom she'ein mischaven shari al yedei Yehudi, afilu psikresha. When it comes to using a guy, if it's ein mischaven, you're allowed to do it even if it's a psikresha. Umasha rildem ein Yehudi mizamen, ein Yehudi mizumen. You don't have a guy around. Yira lasois al yedei katan, that it's better to do it with a katan than to do it yourself, if you have a choice. So your best bet, says the Rama, is a guy. Second best bet is a katan. And as we learned previously, a shaita is better than somebody who's completely not a bardas is better than a katan. Okay, let's go back over here to the mechaber. Ubavaje ner shel shaiva, we just mentioned, it has to be a wax candle, kiyotzavai, or something similar to that. Oy shelo yehei by shaman, there's no oil. Avalim yesh by shaman, if there's oil, yefshe shelo yekaveni hapsilo v'nimtza maver. It's certainly when you bend it, it's going to cause the light to go higher, and therefore you're certainly not allowed to do it. Let's see, mishroi shelo yehei shelo yehei shelo yehei shelo yehei shelo yehei shelo yehei shelo yehei. So it's either not a oil candle, or it's a oil that the oil already ran out, and at this point the only thing that's burning is the wick. So now you're not going to cause it to go higher or lower. But if there's still oil in it, then you cannot do this efsha, because no question that the fire is going to ignite. The dafka benir, I mean, in the hoops, the dafka benir, I mean, in the hoops secretia. I will tilt the alma satavla, to just move the tray, the shelf, or a shulchan, from place to place. Shari afilu munachal of ner shel shemen. The lo yav a psikresha v'dafkim metal to banachas. He says the alternative. Let's say, and we're gonna do this as well. We're gonna get into this a little bit more as well. Let's say you need the spot where the table is. So you have a table with a candle, and we're talking about a table that you did not intend to leave the candle on it, or you're talking about a situation where the table did not become buses to the candle because you have other things on the table, or you didn't intend to leave it there. So then, even in ner shel shemen, you are able to move it so long as you move it slowly so you don't slosh the oil around, and the oil's not sloshing around, and then you are able to move it. Okay, now. Let's go one more piece in the Mechaber over here. The im anichei olei amidas. What happens if you intentionally left it here? Also in naira, then you're not allowed to. Sharia tavla who he busses, because now whatever was holding the candle became busses. So that too became muksa. Perish dava anois and dava achatargim ve'eskanoi ve'yas besima. That's where the word busses comes from. So busses ladava also becomes a busses. That item becomes mukta as well. Let's see, Mishabur. It's a little bit of a longer Mishabur, but let's, it's Chalamite. We have extra time. Midas, Besimin, Shintasius Bar, Shiash Machlaikas, Eman Nikur Midas. So we're going to see later on that there's a question, what's considered Midas that I left it there? In Be'in and Dafke Sheyanichi al Dashi Yisham Kol Shabbos, if Das means that I intended to leave it there the whole Shabbos, or Yafila Rakbin Chnisase Luchur, if my intention was really that it should just be there in the beginning of Shabbos. Behine, Anerish Anu Madlikan al Shilchun, the candles that we light on our table. Datenu Litloy Lamachai Dein Yehudi, our intention, often that seemed to be the way, their intention was to remove it through a guy the next day. Well, that's a Yashem or Mekil and Sham, ain't a Dina Kemendiach. So those that are Mekil says that the table then did not become buses because your intention was not that it should be there the whole Shabbos. But like Nasa Shilchem HaMapa Basalissa, the table and the tablecloth did not become buses to the candle. Because of Habach, the Nafal HaNer Shal Shava Chelav Al Shilchem, if a candle of wax fell on your table, the main ain't Yehudi, the ain't any Yehudi, there's no guy, the ain't cotton, you have no children, child, mazum lefanov. Shari l'narabatzma, you can do it yourself. Because remember, we have a question over here, is this table considered basis or not? But m'kaim pseida, samchidan al makilan anal, on a place that there's a potential for a loss, we can be simach on those that hold that that's not considered hanacha l'das, since the intention was not that it should be the dull Shabbos. The loy mikra menich kim shay day to l'salik amacha, since the intention was to remove it the next day. V'imay amunach ala shulchan ben hashmash says gam kikaris ushad dvarim. What happens if on your table you also had other things on the table when Shabbos came in, shetzarich l'Shabbos, items that you need for Shabbos, pshita them chashuv miyaisim aner, those are more chashuv than aner. Dehenu min shall have us on there at the lekas, v'nasas basal gabeu. So those items, the challah you have on the table, is more chashuv than the ner. So now the table became basas to the challahs and the candle, and therefore the table's not muksa. K'moshe kasev simen shin yud sivches. We'll see more about this later on. Dehechadu basas lehetu leissa, something that's a bus of both the het and issa. V'af hetu chashuv yisa, and the hetu is more chashuv. Du batal gabe hetu. So now the table becomes basas to the hetu. V'shari lekulam elanar. In all cases, you'll be able to lift up the table and knock that candle that fell off and is lying on your table onto the floor. What happens if you cannot do, you not roll it off the table at this spot because it's going to burn your floor? So you also have a hefset. Then she has something else is going to get ruined. You can carry the table, carry it to your porch, and roll off the candle over there. Again, try to roll it off in a way that it's not for sure going to go out. What happens if you want the spot where the table is? You want a different table here. Once you had other items on the table, you don't have this problem. The table does not become muktzah. So we have to, a lot of times people say, oh, the table's buses to the candles. It's not buses to the candles. If you had other items on the table, right? Even if you didn't have other items, it's questionable. But if you had other items on the table when Shabbos came in, it is not a problem. Now, umizeh noyva minig shanoshim nizaris litin kikar tzarech l'shabbos ala shulchan koydim adlakas neris. This is where the minig comes, that you make sure to put the bread, the challah, or eight challah on the table, and this is a minig that we should try to keep, because we don't want to have a problem that your table became muktzah, right? So make sure, besides your candles, you also have a challah on the table. Uminig nachan hu, it's a proper minig. Kidei sheyem mutu l'taltas l'shulchan sheyat tzarech. If you want to move the table, you can. But Rakaman Nehu Shal Shemen, if it's an oil candle, we go back to the other problem. Yizarim Yoy, Taltal Shulchan Menachas. Then if you need to move the table, move it very slow. Kadesh Lo Yavi, Lekarba Shemel Lepsila, Oyla Rachik, so that you don't cause that the oil gets closer to the wick. And we've said this many times. Ma'ayim Pirmi Gavn, Chimitzad, the Loimed, the La'acha Shekavu Aneiris, after the candles went out, Einer Shal Taltal Shulchan Menayra Shale, you should not move the table. The Yachal Naira Mitchilo, because instead of moving the table, you can roll the candles off. That's not always so practical. We're talking about a metal thing that it's not going to get ruined. I would not recommend that you do this with your silver candelabra. So we'll stop over here. The remark continues, but it's a slightly different topic. But again, it's a very important halachas that we have this concept that if we have muktzah that we didn't intend to leave where it is, we are allowed to be metaltum atzad and move it. Better, says Ramah, when you can, to do it with a goy, with a katan. If you have a situation where the candle fell on the table's not muktzah, you can carry the table and roll the candle off. Of course, if in between now and then you're going to start a fire and sakana's the fascist, that's not what we're talking about. If it's a sakana, then you should not be a firma and you should put the candle out rather than burn your house down. Okay, we will stop over here, and Amatz Hashem, we will continue on Monday, or maybe Matzah Yontif, we'll see. All right.